Hey there, welcome to Trans Experience, the podcast where real people from the trans community get together to share their stories, struggles, and victories.
Get ready for some genuine and relatable conversations that dive into the heart of the trans experience and beyond.
We have so much to share, so grab your headphones and let's dive into the awesome and diverse world of becoming and living our own truth.
Welcome to Trans Experience. This is Madison.
This is Tayden.
And this is Algie.
We are so excited to be back together. We are missing Callie, but it's okay. It's super hard to get all four of us together, we've learned. And this will be my only episode for a couple more weeks as I'll be leaving again. However, I'm so happy to see you ladies, and we have a lot to discuss. First and foremost, though, I want to thank Julie, our friend Julie. I'm not doing last names and all that. You know who you are, Jewel. And we love you, and I thank you so much for all the information. I hope to do you proud on this. But we came up with a little situation where we're going to talk about Project 2025, and then we have a post discussion about something that kind of rolls into that. So Project 2025 is something that the conservative right side has decided that they're going to put together and that Donald Trump is going to put into effect once he takes office. Now, I want to be clear. Donald Trump has not actually said out loud anywhere that he supports this. But the problem is the facts are the facts, and the Heritage Foundation is something that works closely with Trump and his people. And it's very, very likely if he wins the presidency that the things that they have outlined for us are going to take effect. And it's super scary, especially for those of us in any kind of demographic that is not a straight white male. We love our straight white men that are our allies, but
yes,
unfortunately, they won't get much of a say in this. So the Heritage Foundation is something that has been around for a long time. They are not for equal rights. They are for rights of people that look and act like them. And Project 25 is going to basically just enshrine all of that into our lives on federal level. So I thought we would open it up and kind of have a discussion about what we know, what we don't know, and what it looks like for us as queer people.
So we touched bases a little bit before we started recording, and it's alarming the things that you said. I would like for you to share with the listeners what it is that we, especially as trans women, what would our diagnose be and what would be the things that they suggest that we do.
Well, basically what Project 2025 means is that they plan to appoint only radical Christian leaders to the Department of Justice, the FBI, the Department of Commerce, the Federal Communications Commission, and the Federal Trade Commission. They will be dismantling the Department of Homeland Security. They recommend dismantling the Department of Education. They are 100% in against any abortion under any circumstances. They will remove legal protections against discrimination of LGBTQ people. It's a lot. They're going to terminate the DEI programs, which is diversity, equity, and inclusion. And there are plenty of signs showing that this is real and it will take effect if President Trump wins the presidency. He has a whole website on donaldjtrump.com where you will find his verbiage of, "And for those who are severely mentally ill and deeply disturbed, we will bring them back to mental institutions where they belong with a goal of integrating them back into society." He basically plans on putting 10 cities up. And for those of us that are considered mentally ill, quote unquote, which includes us, that we will have to be rehabilitated into the world. And I don't think I'm mentally ill, but if I am, I'm fucking killing it.
Mm-hmm. So I think that that's one of my biggest concerns when it comes to this is not only trans people, but people who have drug addiction problems, anxiety.
Well, it's illegal to be homeless right now. It's a fact. It's illegal to be homeless right now. And it breaks my heart.
My biggest too is not only for the community but the children. You know what I'm saying? Like he's just really trying to like kill everything that we got going on. And
things that we've worked really hard to get, not us specifically, but
and especially for the people, families that don't have enough money to be going to these private schools or these kind of schools that they're gonna have to get educated to go into. Or it kind of already sucks. Like, sorry to say, but
yeah.
Okay, so. As Maddie's pointing out to me right now, it says, who decides when they get to go back to society? Guess who? Someone he chooses. It doesn't need to be a qualified doctor. It doesn't need to be a qualified therapist or a psychologist. It's just whoever he appoints. And I think that that's one of the things that is alarming and it's raising a lot of worry amongst people. It's because, like you explained to us earlier, the executive branch will be taking partially all the authority over the other two branches, where you don't need to qualify, as long as you you think the way that I think, mm-hmm. then you're cool. Then you're the director of the INS. You're the director mm-hmm. of health. And we're missing all of those qualifications that are needed in order for someone to perform an adequate and a good job,
a fair job.
In those positions.
Mm-hmm. I agree, and I think that there's the places that he wants to dismantle, like the Department of Justice, is important because it enforces all the federal laws, including the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which I explained we all benefit from that.
Mm-hmm.
The Civil Rights of 1964 was fundamental in starting the process of giving all of us equal rights, which we still don't have. It's crazy to me, you know, but it's part of it. The Matthew Shepard and James Byrd Hate Crimes Prevention was created in 2009. That would be gone. So, especially in Arizona, like, they don't really prosecute a lot of hate crimes. You have to be killed before they even consider it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the percentages of them actually prosecuting are slim to none. I mean, they're 3% and 4% of the actual hate crimes that are prosecuted. And it's unfortunate that we have to live in a state that does that.
Mm.
But if this were to take effect, we would have even less rights to that. And that scares me in particular.
This is what I want to know. Like, we, especially as Americans, because yes, I'm Hispanic, but I'm a citizen. So as an American, we always love to judge, let's say, Middle Easterner or
mm-hmm.
other countries.
Muslims.
You know, for
they've
them
had
being so
horrible rep since 2000,
for them being so radical and for them being so extremist, like religious police, they have all of these extreme laws to where women don't have rights,
mm-hmm.
to where kids don't have rights, and the only ones that truly have any rights are the heterosexual males within the community.
White.
So what's the difference?
Heterosexual males.
What's the difference between them now from us taking this project?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what would make us different from them?
Well, I mean, I think it goes back to fundamentally they want people that look and act and believe like them.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's just the basis of this, is that they want people that look like them, that walk like them, that talk like them, that believe like them. And
mm-hmm.
I think the fundamental part of America that was founded was so that we could all have our own beliefs.
And Trump just, honestly, to tell you the truth, Trump just wants to be like all the other religious leaders that are around the world today.
Mm-hmm.
He really basically is taking clout from China, from Putin.
Mm-hmm.
He likes those kind of people that
yeah.
are very dominancy and
a dictatorship.
And he wants to do that here. And at the end of the day, this is why I suggest that our listeners today, they really get involved in this. It's time to, you know, put your ear to the streets, start, you know, making yourself knowledgeable to these situations, educate yourself to these, you know, these rights that we do have right now, and make yourself aware, because right now this is the time that we need to stand up. This is the time that we shake back. If we did it before, you know, winning other presidencies before, I have a strong belief, faith, that we could do it again. It's
yeah.
just the fact that it's the word of persuasion that this man has over everybody right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
it's like what he says, people are drawn to that.
Yeah.
And they don't see the underlining. They
yeah.
don't see the thin line between.
Well, I want to be clear, though. If you read all 900 pages of the Project 2025, I actually read all 900 pages to do this. If you read it, they're very, very good. They've authored it in a way that makes it sound like it's actually good for us. And it's genius what they've done.
Mm-hmm.
They have created 900 pages of paper that make you believe that they want good for everybody.
Uh-huh.
It's the problem lies within the stuff that they want to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it kind of the underbelly of this is starting to show its teeth. And people are starting to point it out. People like us who are saying, okay, hold on. You're reading this, but what you're not hearing is what's actually going to happen. For one of the examples is the Department of Commerce is something they want to dismantle. What does the Department of Commerce do for us? It helps grow and development federally. It facilitates international trade practices by negotiating trade laws. Trade in 2023 gave us $3.3 trillion in imports and $2.1 trillion in exports. So that means like our small businesses that we all love and we want to support, if they're exporting something, that's money for their family. With him there, we're not doing that anymore.
Mm.
And that's kind of scary too. You know, I mean, none of us are business owners, but let's be honest, like we have people, we all know someone who's a small business owner.
Correct.
And I think it's important that they be able to participate in trade to grow their business.
I think that one of the things that I was trying to say earlier when it came to what makes us different from all of these religious countries, from all of these extremist countries, if we take this, the answer is nothing. We will become a dictatorship
mm-hmm.
that is under the a religious law because
mm-hmm.
practically, what the Heritage Foundation is a whole bunch of extremist believers that want to impose their beliefs on the entire nation
mm.
without taking anybody else's opinion into consideration. One of the things that you mentioned was Trump has not openly said this, but he has worked with them, you know, in the past. And 80%, you said earlier today when we were speaking, that 80% of his project that he had in his last term, he, I mean, from the 100%, he took 80% of their suggestions. What tells me that he's not going to do this again? Like, one of the things that I'm reading here, Project 2025 plans for Trump's second term is to put Medicare on the path of privatization. Can you explain to us what does that mean?
So basically, only some people could be on Medicare and Medicaid with him in charge. It wouldn't be for everyone that qualifies, obviously. And this is kind of important because my mom, because of insurance, we weren't able to fight her cancer. And so if we're going to privatize it, it only means it's going to be for his buddies, for his friends, for his pals, which we already know he wants to take care of because they're the ones that are funding all of his campaign, all of his stuff. Keep going.
There's another one that says, it'll repeal Biden's Medicare group pricing negotiation, threaten medical coverage for hundreds and thousands of Americans, reverse the Biden administration student debt relief forms, withdraw from the UN framework, Convention of Climate Change and Paris Climate Agreement, repeal Inflation Reduction Act, President Biden's landmark climate law, shred greenhouse gas regulations and you're going to have to explain to me later.
Okay.
Got clean energy program. Like, all of this shit that I see, he is setting us back.
And this is what I can't believe. It's like, how in the hell does he get to do all of this when all the other presidents were here before him and they never thought of no shit like this before? And not only that, but how is the government even allowing him to even reset us backwards? Like, how does he have so much power to do that? I don't get that.
I know. It's frustrating, isn't it? So basically what's happening is right now the Republicans have the House of Representatives, which means they have more people in the House of Representatives than the Democrats do.
Uh-huh.
So they're allowed to push laws through, push bills through. The Supreme Court, which is supposed to be separate, but is now on the right side of things. So he technically is still running things from his own house because he has the Republicans that own the House of Representatives. He has the Supreme Court justices, which is a joke right now. He owns the Supreme Court. So that's two out of the three. That's it. So Biden is basically having to fight two entities that is supposed to be working with him. They're working for Trump. They're not working for the presidency or the American people. And that's the problem. And also what's happening is, like right now, the Right to Contraceptives Act, it was denied by the House of Representatives because they're Republican, which means that we can't, like if we, natural born women can't get abortion pills, they wouldn't have the right to abortion. Also for us queer people, we couldn't even go in and get condoms without some kind of background check, according to what Trump wants. And that was
for
already
condoms?
Denied. Yes, girl. For that was already denied in the House of Representatives because they tried to pass the Right to Contraceptives Act, which means that it could be available to all. Republicans shot it down. And that's the problem, is that he's already running it from the couch in his house. From his bathroom. Like, he's already running things.
And if you think that that's bad enough, when we get to...
And who's the president right now? I'm sorry.
Biden.
Okay, so how the... Oh, my God.
Okay, so what I was going to say is, like, one of the things that really alarms me, too, because I'm reading this as we go, and I get to number 11, and I'm going to try to upload this so you guys can get this really beautiful presentation of what Project 2025 is that Maddie did for us, and I appreciate you for that.
I love research.
Number 11 says, allow Trump to deploy the military against American citizens. Allows ICE, which is the Immigration Department, to conduct raids at schools, churches, hospitals, playgrounds, and other sensitive areas. Like,
he'll also be giving a DACA, which are the kids that are born in this country, have the safety of our nation. They won't have that anymore if he's there. And that's
people
that
were born here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, do they understand that?
We call them the dream babies.
It's ridiculous. And the thing is, people, is that we're allowing hate and the uncomfortability of allowing others that think or act different than us to decipher our vote. And we are so blinded by the hate that we feel towards others that we don't stop to think, how is this going to affect my family in the future?
What it is,
because
is,
you might...
Go ahead.
Sorry. You might be living your really beautiful white picket fence life today, but you don't know where you're going to be 2 years from now. You don't know when you're going to utilize these services. You don't know when the vote that you're making today is going to come back and bite you in the ass tomorrow. Educate yourselves. Understand that picking Trump is not about hating Trump.
It's about the hate that comes with his administration.
Mm-hmm.
He is so popular because he relates to so many people that still hate blindly without
mm-hmm.
understanding that
mm-hmm.
if you truly want to be a true Christian, as
mm-hmm.
they said,
mm-hmm.
one of the biggest commandments that it's in that Bible that we read is love thy neighbor the way that you love yourself. That doesn't sound like you're loving nobody.
Amen.
That sounds like either you think like me or you get the fuck out or you die.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Tay.
What it is is these people have instilled fear in the world.
And they're continuing.
And they're continuing. And so right now, everybody's kind of like threatened by all of this. Like right now. Like they say, like in recovery, what do we do when our fourth step or our 10th step, when we write it down on paper
mm-hmm.
and we can actually see
mm-hmm.
what our fears are? This is what this is.
Mm-hmm.
This is what it's like we see so much wrong and so much bad that it's like a, what was that guy saying to me? It's instilled in us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So now it's like driven in us that our first intention is to fear it.
Yeah.
You know, and to be scared of the situation. And LG had said something good, like the fact that if we don't stand up to this, if there's so many, there's a million of us to this one damn ass president.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And
but that's the problem. Now, there's also people that aren't going to vote at all because of the war that's going on. The Hamas, Israel war, I believe it's
Hamas
called.
And Israel.
Yeah. So because of that war, though, because the way President Biden handled it, there's some people that will not be voting for either president. And that's also a problem. Because those are the people that we need to keep Trump from winning. Because the people that love Trump, you're not going to convince them he's wrong. Let's be clear. For those of you listening, if you're a Trump lover, this is not your episode for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Trump lover is going to love him until that man dies. And my mom is one of them, unfortunately.
And
I love my mom, but she is a Trump lover. She will support that man to the day she died. And it's unfortunate that she had a trans daughter and still supported Trump. And I have to grapple with that.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard to grapple with, knowing that she loves this man who essentially wants to see me in a tent city considered mentally ill.
And this just kind of makes me think, because I'm Native American
mm-hmm.
and I live in where I'm from,
mm-hmm.
like my people, we have our own, what is it, our own sovereign country
mm-hmm.
inside of the United States. So what does that look like for my native people?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like what are they gonna are they gonna do number 11 or 10 to us, or they're gonna send ICE to my freaking village and shoot us down until we fucking surrender our fucking land over
yeah.
to them?
So that would happen to your people twice.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's
and
so scary.
It's just all these things.
How can you steal what you already stole?
Leave it to
that's full circle. I'm sorry.
Like he's like we. This wasn't enough. I need more. I'm gonna steal it again.
I'm gonna tell you this much. Mentally ill. That's some tweaker.
That's mental ill shit.
That's some tweaker shit. You know what I mean? Like I stole it. Let me re-steal it.
Listen,
like,
I know him. He was in my hotel room 3 years ago.
And so, and then what? And then not only that. How does it look for the people that are trying to find refuge from these other countries that are trying to come here?
Well,
you
they're about
I'm
to
saying?
Go back into the country they just left.
And that is like, oh gosh.
I just wanted to touch on also one more thing, though, that two things actually. So in the state of Oklahoma, the governor has decided that the Ten Commandments will be displayed in every classroom and that the Bible will be taught as a historic document in the classrooms. So does that mean that we get to teach the Quran in the classroom?
Right.
Does that mean that we get to teach the Book of Satan in the classroom?
Literally.
I mean, let's be clear. But again, they're cherry picking just like they always do. Second thing is there is a female representative or senator, I can't remember, but she is putting out there that they want to monitor natural-born women's periods so that they know when they can and cannot get pregnant. Because, again, we're not allowing any abortions under this act. So they want to know when women are pregnant and when they're ovulating. It's madness. Madness.
It's just ridiculous that we're...
It really
you know
sounds...
Funny? Here's the thing. I'm going to tell you this much. This is what it sounds like. I don't know if you guys ever read, like, Apocalypses or watched the movies for Apocalypses.
I love them.
Where you were supposed to get the sign of the beast, the 666, and everything was going to be monitored. Like, I'm sorry, but
that
y'all,
is now.
Y'all making the Bible come alive. That's all I'm saying. Like, all the fears that I had as a child, all those traumas
yeah.
are coming back. And here's the thing. Don't mistake our laughter for not taking this shit serious.
Oh, no.
Because right now, today, we have the freedom to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make our vote count so we don't have to cry tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things, two things that I'm seeing right now, as I kept reading this shit, which just keeps freaking me out, we draw federal anti-discrimination protection for trans students,
mm-hmm.
15 re-
implement Trump's transgender military ban, expel transgender service members.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you not only do you want to take my safety away, but you're also not giving me the chance to fight for my own freedom.
Okay, yeah.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what he is the one that gets to decide who is equipped to serve and who isn't. Not people that have a passion for their country that want to serve. You can't do that anymore. It's going to be people that he deems worthy of the ability to serve in the military, which I come from. I have a lot of military in my family, and I would never, ever think to say, you're not worthy, sorry about it. You know, like, and that's basically what he's doing. And he's going to use that voice, too, by the way.
I just think it's the thing, people, wake the fuck up.
So where's all these people that killed all these other presidents, like, secretly shot their ass
can
like
a
dad?
Bitch, we cannot say shit like
I'm
that.
I'm sorry to say, this a free country right now.
No, I got the...
The algorithm, bitch. Bitch is gonna get us shut the fuck down. No.
Yeah.
We cannot confirm or deny those comments.
Mm-hmm.
All we gonna say is this, is that we need to wake the fuck up and smell the fucking coffee. It is not Kansas anymore, Dorothy.
Mm-hmm.
This is the final game. This is a final countdown, and it's more serious than we ever thought it was.
Yep.
We're about to become slaves under the law to whatever it is that these governmental entities want for us.
We're about to
with
be
no
like
say,
that movie called Mockingbird. Up
yes,
this bitch.
With no say, with no power, and we're just going to be just any other dictatorship
country.
Mm-hmm.
Hunger
that
Games.
You know what I mean? Might as well, because like they're pushing us to the limit. And the problem is, people, is that we're allowing them. Just because you don't like either president doesn't mean that you don't get to vote. Your vote fucking matters.
Yeah. And I was going to say, like, just because you're voting, you're not voting for Trump. Like, I don't think either one is a good choice. Let's be clear.
Let's be honest.
This isn't us saying you have to vote for Biden. I don't really care, because we're the ones that have to suffer the consequences of our bad choices at the voting booth. However, I'm also not saying that President Biden is up to the task, okay? We all saw the debate. It was horrible for him. Horrible. However, I'm going to base it off of the 3.5 years that my life has just flown. I mean, I have never been more successful in my life. And it's because of the rights that I get to have under the laws that we have right now. Can we do better? Absolutely. But are we going to do worse? We will if Trump wins.
I just think that for us to be able to overcome this, we need to understand that if you're a minority,
mm-hmm.
whether you're Black, Hispanic, Asian, if you're female, if you're from the LGBTQ+ community, any of those demographics, like, we need to stand together. This is war for us. This is where we decide what the next 4 years of our lives are going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to make the right choice. And I'm not here to tell you that my choice is the right choice, okay? All I'm here to tell you is that I know what I want for my future.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those candidates does not offer that for me.
Absolutely.
I don't think he's evil. I don't like his personality has nothing to do with where my boat is going. My boat is going based on where do I feel safe? Where do I feel like I will have the freedom,
mm-hmm.
not just for myself, but for my sisters, for my brothers, for everyone that came to this country for the American dream? This is what we're fighting for, people. We need to stick together. And here's the thing. If you're a woman, you know what I mean, a natural-born woman, and you're planning to vote for Trump, good luck to you, sister.
Mm-hmm. Because you're the first one to lose your rights.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's scary. It's so scary. But I think we also, you know, and I need to hit on it, is that even if, God forbid, he did win, our community, the queer community, is more empowered now to survive another issue like this. And that's what's so scary, is that it could happen. And what happens when something like this happens, our community comes together, we hunker down, I'm going to start crying, we hunker down, we take care of each other. And I think that that's what's so powerful, too, is knowing that even if this, God forbid, were to happen, our community will always be our community.
Mm-hmm.
And we have survived, and we will survive, because stuff like this is when we come together and we fucking thrive.
Mm-hmm.
We
make
thrive.
It work, bitch.
That's right. Amen.
In the good gospel of
LG?
Of RuPaul.
Oh, yeah.
make it work.
So, make it work.
You know what I mean? One more thing.
Yeah.
So, like, with, like, you said something about the 4 years with him. So, if he's running for president, is he doing away with that, too, as well?
He wants to.
Oh, yeah. So,
yeah,
he wants to be able to do the third term.
He wants to be able to do all that, yeah.
Until he wants to be, like, the emperor in China, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to run until he basically dies.
Or North Korea.
Yeah, one of those.
Or Putin,
yeah.
Who just keeps winning elections, weirdly.
Yeah.
And kills whoever is running against him.
Yeah.
Because that's what he wants to do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And that's why he loves Putin so much, because Putin has done that.
Mm-hmm.
Putin literally will kill anyone that tries to run against him.
Mm-hmm.
It's happened.
And this is the funny thing. Like, this man admires every other single man that hates him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Putin has no respect for him.
Well, he thinks he's a clown.
He said
but
it.
But at the same time, so Trump wants to be the puppet master. However, the problem is that Putin is the puppet master because he's basically, Trump is doing whatever Putin wants.
Exactly.
So, like, it's this, it's that, you know those people that, like, oh, this is sound terrible, but you know those people that constantly follow you around like a puppy dog? That's kind of what Trump is to Putin.
Yeah.
You know, it's very annoying, especially when you're the person that's, like, being followed. Like, I love you so much. You're the greatest thing ever. Ah. Like, great, thanks for loving me, but that's too much. And that's basically what Trump is doing, is that he just follows Putin and Kim Jong-un like they are, like, the greatest thing since sliced bread.
What's the name of the Chinese president?
Kim Jong-un.
Say that one more time.
Kim Jong-un.
Can you say it slower before I can say it?
You can't say it slow. It's Kim Jong-un. Or ill. Is it ill?
Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un.
I'm not trying to offend nobody. I'm just trying to say the fucking name right, but this bitch keeps saying it like
it's
she in the Fast and the Furious of vocabulary up in this bitch.
Yeah.
Kim Jong-un.
I think it's Kim Jong-un. Or it could be Kim Jong-il. I forget.
I love it. She's Googling it, and I'm reading it, and it says dictator from North Korea.
Yeah. I believe it's Kim Jong-un. I could be wrong. We might have to delete all that. Yep, Kim Jong-un. That's it.
Kim Jong-un.
And they're doing away with the Constitution.
Well, that gets into a whole different beast. I just wanted to focus on the bullet points of Project 2020, which we have, and we'll try and figure out how to get it uploaded onto the site. But anyways, basically, I think we did some good Q&A here. I think we got some things out of the way. I think that everyone kind of has a fundamental understanding of what Project 2025 is and is not. And I think that you guys should do your own research. And Google is not researching. If you go to DonaldJTrump.com, you will find everything that he has said and everything that he wants, or the people that represent him have said and they want. So I think it's a really good source of information. I hate to send you straight to the horse's mouth, but I think in this case it's important. So with that,
yeah,
you got anything to say?
Stand up for your rights. Get up. Stand up, okay? I'm sorry to say. I'm sorry to say, but, like, if you're Native American, if you're any type of other skin tone color, as well as, you know, white, whatever, just do your education. I mean, just educate yourself in this right now. Do your homework. You know what I'm saying? This is the time where the stuff gets real. The icky and the pros and cons come right now. And do your best research and, you know, vote.
Yes.
Get out there. Vote.
Yes, yes, yes.
If you guys want to keep this America great, this is what we got to do.
She's going to use his words against him. Yeah, girl, yeah.
What I take from this is that we are facing...
Wait, I'm sorry. Uh-huh. If you want to be a bad bitch, you better work. Like Britney Spears said.
What I take from all of this is that we're facing some challenging times. It's time for us to pull our hair back, pull up our sleeves, and start doing the work. Just talking about it, mentioning to someone, you know, bringing light into this topic to your friends, to the people around you. I mean, we cannot reach millions, you know. We don't have that power, but we do have the power to reach two or three people, and those two or three people reach another two or three people each, you know what I mean? So... Let this shit circle up and educate yourself. Like, don't allow your rights and everything that we fought for so hard to be taken away in just an instant. And one of the things that they say is, if he gets elected, we don't know if it's just going to be for the next 4 years or if we're going to enter a dictatorship.
Mm-hmm.
So keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Go out there and vote.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to close with that it is not too late to register to vote for the presidency. You can go to vote.gov Simple website, vote.gov.
And what are some of the qualifications for you to be able to vote?
You cannot. Well, in some cases, you can't be a felon. You do have to be 18 years or older. And in Arizona, you do have to have an ID. I know that's been kind of a hot topic for the conservative group because they think that all the illegals are voting and blah, blah, blah. But you do have to have an ID to vote in Arizona. I did actually volunteer to work in election a few months ago, and it was very up and up. There was no shady business. I was kind of looking for it because
so
I wanted to
know. So do they let you know if you have these certain things?
You can go to vote.gov, mm-hmm. and all that website will guide you through the entire process. It's super easy to do that, and you can literally register for your zip code and be able to vote on for the presidency. So with that, I think that we have covered a lot. I think that I was the interrupting cow today, and I apologize to you ladies.
No.
It's been a minute since I recorded, and glad to be back, and that's it. Love y'all.
This has
been The Trans Experience. This is Madison.
This is Tayden.
And this is LG.
Vote.gov.
Vote.gov.
Let your voice be heard.
Vote.gov. Thank you for listening to another episode. We hope you enjoyed it and will find the time to leave a comment with your feedback.
You can like us and follow us on facebook.com/transexperience3.
Also, feel free to email us at transexperience3@gmail.com. Thank you.